Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. Okay. Can I have your zip code, please?
77316.
77316?
Yes.
First and last name?
Susie Beckham.
You said Susie?
Beckham.
And can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please? My name is Rick. I'm the supervisor here in the fire department.
6468 Rolling Oak Drive, Montgomery, Texas, 77316.
Okay. Thanks so much for information. You're saying that it's fraud? That this is fraud? You never did the contest entry?
No, I didn't do any entry, and I don't do anything in regards to an app. I have no apps anywhere.
Okay, so no problem. We can file this as fraud, but I want you to make sure that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as they find. So as long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the original order,
you're going
to proceed with the fraud claim.
Yeah, my husband has dementia, and he doesn't do anything anymore. And it's just he and I here, and I don't recall this at all. I was going to call the bank and ask him what it is or where it came from.
Okay, no problem. Let me place you on a brief hold moment.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. One moment. And I'm still here. Just bear me a moment, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for being so patient and holding for me. I was able to go ahead and get you fully refund. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else
okay.
I could do for you today?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling for support. You enjoy a wonderful day as well.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome.